This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Lower Kuskokwim School District met its deadline to move the Napokiak School's fuel away from the eroding Kuskokwim riverbank after the U.S. Coast Guard granted a 24-hour extension and the operation went into the weekend. The school district finished transferring the 36,000 gallons of diesel fuel Saturday afternoon. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur was in Napokiak as the pumping progressed.
The Napokiak school parking lot no longer exists. It's become a fuel tank farm, wedged between a wooden basketball court, the school, and teacher housing. A fuel tank is hovering from a crane waiting to be lowered into the new site. It's Friday afternoon, and the oil is flowing from the old tanks into the new ones. Directing the construction in a starched shirt, hard hat, and white goatee is Steve Walsh.
We've moved a lot of buildings and things in the villages, but I don't think this quickly.
Walsh is the co-owner of Faulkner Walsh Constructors, the company contracted by the Lower Kuskokwim School District for the project. They've worked along the Kuskokwim River for more than 20 years, but moving fuel away from a rapidly eroding riverbank is new. And they didn't have much time, only 9 days once they received the contract.
Fortunately, we had a barge sitting in Bethel and a lot of the pieces to the puzzle already in place.
Like fill and gravel available to create a foundation, sandbags to build a perimeter, and fuel tanks the school district had already acquired. The one thing they didn't have was a liner to lay beneath the tanks that would prevent any fuel from seeping into the ground. The liner had to be custom-made in Fairbanks. With the tight timeline, Walsh couldn't wait for a cargo jet to deliver it to Bethel. So he flew to Fairbanks, rented a U-Haul, and started down the highway. The liner weighs 1,650 pounds, and halfway there, the back wheel of the trailer started falling off. Stranded, he hired a tow truck from Anchorage to come get him.
I was there for about 13 hours. And that's how I spent my 65th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
All the while, the clock was counting down to a federally issued deadline. In mid-August, the U.S. Coast Guard was traveling the state inspecting fuel tanks when they heard about rapid erosion in Napokiak. A storm earlier that month had wiped out a main road cutting behind the school. Petty Officer Joshua Will arrived to investigate. He measured 76 feet between the shoreline and the fuel tanks. This distance between a river and fuel tanks is not uncommon in Alaska. What is uncommon is that distance was closing in.
You generally see them not too far because they get their fuel by the barge. But what was surprising was the erosion. I have not seen erosion like that.
The next day, the Coast Guard ordered the school district to move the fuel away from the shrinking shoreline. They gave them 2 weeks to do it. The Coast Guard called the fuel a, quote, imminent and substantial threat to public health and the environment. Officer Will returned to Napokiak to oversee the fuel transfer and granted the school district a 24-hour extension.
They offered to work through the night, but the Coast Guard wants everybody to be as safe and rested as possible, so we said, don't worry about it. We'll give you an extra day.
It's been pretty rushed.
Ed Picard is the director of operations for the Lower Kuskokwim School District, and he's monitoring the project for LKSD. Picard says the school district had planned to move the fuel next spring. Now, it'll be one less thing to worry about.
Obviously, you can look back and say we would rather not have the Coast Guard step in, but now that they have, we're better off going forward, but I don't know that we would have changed anything.
Napokiak City Council member Walter Nelson would have changed things. He wishes the school district had acted sooner.
You know, we've been at them, but, you know, some entities, they're very reluctant not to take action until the situation is in dire need.
The Napokiak Advisory School Board sent a letter to LKSD in 2015 warning them of the river erosion and asking for assurance that the school would be moved or rebuilt, quote, in the very near future for the children living here. In Napokiak, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Next, in Bethel Municipal News, With Bethel City Council elections coming up, KYUK wants to learn more about the candidates that are running. Some are fresh faces, some are familiar. KYUK's Greg Kim sat down with incumbent Councilmember Fritz Charles. Fritz Charles moved to Bethel in 1995. Currently, he works several jobs as a mechanic, a translator, and as a flight dispatcher at Ute. He says he loves politics. He called it one of his defining characteristics.
I love helping people out, the community of where I live, and it makes a good feeling.
He's a traditional council member in Tuntutuliak, vice president for Bethel Search and Rescue, and a co-chair on the Kuskokwim Salmon Management Working Group. Charles served on the city council the past year for a one-year term. He says one of the things that makes him a good council member is that he's from the area and speaks Yuktun.
A majority of the people that I speak to, you know, they are always thankful that I'm on city council and doing right for what the Yupik people want.
During his past year, Charles is most proud of having started the process to hire a dog catcher and for his role in the Avenue's piped water and sewer project. He says he sees the majority and minority factions on council, but looks at it as part of the political process, not necessarily good or bad.
To me right now, it's up in the air. You know, I go with my own judgment. I don't have any favoritism going on with anybody. I just go along with what's better for the city.
Charles says the biggest issue facing Bethel is obvious.
The biggest issue right now is, and of course, the alcohol. There's always going to be issues, no matter what we do, no matter what the council does. Alcohol is always going to be here.
Fritz Charles says the city needs to come up with a solution together through group consensus. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. You can listen to the Fritz Charles Full Coffee at KYUK interview online at kyuk.org. And finally, a Fairbanks poet has garnered a prestigious literary award for her recent book of verse. Linda Shandelmeyer's Out of Nowhere won a Willa Award, a prize that honors women writers in the West. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the book mixes history, memoir, and poetic devices to explore homestead life in Alaska.
Even though Out of Nowhere is described as a memoir in verse, Linda Shandelmeyer says that wasn't her aim when she began setting down poems about her early life.
When you get out there in the world and you meet other people, you realize how differently you grew up. Who gets to grow up on 160 acres? I mean, this is unblemished land. We had our house there, and that was it.
Shandelmeyer's father received the homestead just outside of Anchorage in 1947. But far from a nostalgic look back, the book depicts sometimes the darker side of rural isolation and the hardscrabble life of land clearing and farming. To tell that story, Shandelmeyer sometimes adopts the voice and persona of other family members as she explores issues of sexual abuse and the physical abuse her mother and uncle received from their father.
Their father beat them every day with a hose. I mean, I put that in the poem. But I actually was not sexually abused, but other members of my family were.
Shandelmeyer was surprised when she learned she'd won the Willa Prize for Poetry. The literary award, named after novelist Willa Cather, is given annually in various genres to authors who explore women in the West. Shandelmeyer's book is published by University of Alaska Press, and Nate Bauer, its director and acquisition editor, says it's likely the book's lyrical but unflinching examination of frontier life helped propel it to the top spot in poetry.
It's a creative work, but it mines personal histories, family histories, and it's just really woven and intertwined with the history of a place. And to have this kind of formal national recognition for work that deserves it, yeah, it's a bonus.
Another bonus for Bauer is the fact that Shandelmeyer is a Fairbanks local. The poet says she'll receive the actual Willa Award at a ceremony set in October in San Antonio, Texas. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
Thanks for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.